You guys, before we jump into today's episode, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has tuned in, shared, rated, left a little review, messaged me personally, just helped get the word out about Solo and So Well podcast, and helped make this launch week such a successful one. On day two of launching, we ranked in the Canadian charts number 42 in the kids and family category. And number 13 in parenting, which feels so surreal. I feel so unbelievably grateful and encouraged and inspired to keep going. And it has also been a real confirmation to me how many mamas out there, solo parenting or not, are silently struggling. Not just me, not just you, and that need to hear the message. You are not alone. You will get through this. You hold all the power to radically change your life. You are enough. So thank you. Thank you for helping me put this out into the world. And if you haven't already done so, make sure you head to the show notes. That is the episode description. You can open that up and scroll all the way down to the bottom and click the link to download a free resource I have for you, 5 Ways to Win the Day. Today, we are going to be talking about something incredibly important and personal, our core values. Core values are like the guiding principles or beliefs that shape who we are and how we navigate the world. They are unique to each of us and play a crucial role in creating a life that feels authentic and meaningful. Think of them as your internal compass, helping you make decisions and live a life that aligns with what truly matters to you. I can't wait to dive into today's topic and guide you through this work. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Grab a notebook and let's get to it. Are you a mama that often solo parents while your partner is away? Are you finding yourself in a season of constant struggle? Are you sick of always feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and disconnected, and not really sure how to get unstuck? Hey friend, and welcome to Solo and So Well podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Chirkoff, and I so believe you were meant to land here. I know what you're going through because I've been there. Heck, I'm still there. I'm a mama of 3 boys, my husband works away, and I'm still 100% a work in progress. But I feel like I've really figured some things out that have helped pull me out of the trenches, and I want to bring as many other mamas up with me. We all deserve to experience joy, peace, and fulfillment, regardless of the season we're in. We are going to get super intentional and super practical. I am going to provide you with manageable and meaningful wins every single episode. Lighter days are coming, my friend. So take my hand and let's get started. Hey, friends. Heidi Chirkoff here. What is going on? Let's get right to it today. Living in alignment, 3 steps to uncover and live your core values. You keep hearing, live authentically, live in alignment, be true to yourself. And maybe you really are wanting to do that. But if you haven't gone through this process, this exercise that I'm about to share with you, you are most likely feeling stuck in this area. You want it, you keep hearing about it, but you just don't know what the heck it actually means and how to achieve it for you. So just really quickly, let's assess where you are at with this. Ask yourself and see if you can do it without much hesitation. Can you list what your top core values are? Not what your parents' values are, your husband's, your kids', or your family's, your community. What is your list? Finish this sentence. My top 5 core values are, and if you need to pause this for a minute to think about it, that's okay. If you had a tough time with that, couldn't come up with anything, there were crickets, or maybe you could name 1 or 2 but didn't feel super confident about it, that's okay. You are not alone. I could not answer this question at the beginning of the summer in 2023, and I've actually done this work before. In 2014, I graduated with my human service diploma, and a good chunk of that program
we spent on learning about ourselves, what our values are, what our triggers are, so that we could be aware how we are showing up when working with a client and best serve them and remove our stuff from it, right? So I've done that work before. And I remember thinking when I did it, I was like, man, like, if everybody could do this work, if this was accessible, like everybody needs to do this work. It was so good. But that was like 10 years ago now, which is blowing my mind. And I was in a totally different stage of life, right? I was single, university. It was before kids, before marriage. So I'm really glad that I had an opportunity to redo this. I actually joined a 5-day summer of self-love challenge. And man, it just came at the perfect time. And when I just needed it the most, it was so good. And one of the days was dedicated to doing this work, discovering and getting firm on what your core values are, and then learning how to live from them. And I just feel so grateful to be able to bring this to you today, to do this work and discover what it means to live in alignment, because I was very confused. I wanted that. That sounded good when people were talking about it. Live in alignment. Yeah, like, great. Be authentic. Sounds amazing. But how? What does that mean? So we are going to get into that today, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be so impactful for you. And guys, whether you can name them or not just now, like when we did that little exercise, whether you could do that or not, you do already 100% operate from them, right? Like, have you ever felt friction in an area of your life? Something that just doesn't quite sit right with you? Actions, comments, or situations that make you feel a little uncomfortable? Those are really good feelings to get curious about. There's a really good chance whatever it was that was making you feel that way is rubbing up against one of your core values. And on the flip, I feel like I say and will say that a lot. I really appreciate seeing both sides of things and understanding it that way. That's just how my brain works. So hopefully you do too. But on the flip, whenever you're in a situation or around people that make you feel safe, comfortable, light you up, make you feel inspired, supported, seen, encouraged, that is a really good indicator that that thing, that experience, that person aligns with your core values. And bonus tip, you want and need more of that in your life. You want to seek out and surround yourself with those people, with that line of work, with those experiences. That is a major life hack right here that a lot of people will not exit their comfort zone to find. I mean, we could end the podcast right there, friends, but we won't. I know you want the how, and we are going to get to it. So let's do it. Today, we are going to develop your top 5 core values list and learn how to use it in order to live in alignment in just a few simple steps. Who's like, yes, please? If you have never done this, if it's been a while, if you are in a new season of life, or you're just not crystal clear on what your top 5 core values are, this is going to be valuable. See what I did there? Valuable work for you. This is where living in alignment happens. Your core values become your guide to everything you do. How and where you spend your energy, the goals you set, the things or people you say yes or no to. Everything. So let's get to it. It is going to change your life. I cannot wait. I suggest grabbing a notebook and make sure you have some time that you're actually able to think, right? And give this your full attention. Maybe it's during nap time, when or if they get their screen time, or maybe after they go to bed, whatever. You decide, you carve out that time, but just make sure, yeah, you can think and you can give it some attention. So step one, create your values list. This is what we are going to do right now. You are going to go over to Google on your phone or your computer and just punch in and get some values lists generating for ideas. And then anything that aligns with you feels of significance or importance, you're going to mark it down. You're going to write it down, right? Just start, like, don't overthink it. Just so you're like, yeah, that speaks to me. Write it down. You might start with a list of 20 here, and that's great. Just anything that grabs your attention, go ahead and write it down on your list. And then a little part B of this step one is we're going to narrow it down. You are going to narrow it down. 5 is the goal. If you end up with a couple more, say 5 to 7, that is okay. With a little bit of time and practice, it's going to become more apparent and clear, and you will be able to weed a couple out. So remember that this is just a start. You are not married to these values. They can and will change over time, depending on where you're at and what season you're in and the growth that you're doing or have done. This shouldn't take more than 10, 20 minutes. I way overthought it when I first did it, and it changed and evolved over a span of a couple weeks. And that's okay. That's great. However you operate, but I'm just saying you don't need to spend a ton of time on this, and you don't have to be so concrete that this is it. They can change. You can make adjustments over time. And then once I got mine locked in, I now feel super confident with what my core values are, and I can recognize pretty quickly why things, people, scenarios make me feel a certain way. And I can also make better, more informed choices for myself and my family based on them. Okay, I feel like that was a long step one, but that was step one. Step two, write it down, okay? And make it so it's nice and visible and easy to read, because you probably have your big long list, your 20, and then you're gonna have some scratches in there and you're gonna change things out. Once you feel pretty good about that top 5 to 7 core values, write it down so it's clear to see. And I suggest having it somewhere posted where you see daily, or somewhere that you can easily check daily. When I first did this, I put it on my screensaver on my phone, and then it was just like a really nice reminder every time I opened my phone. It gave me much more power and confidence in making decisions and understanding, oh right, like why I'm doing this, what I'm doing it for. It's so good, you guys. Okay, so step three. Now that you've gotten clear on what your top core values are, now it's time to learn how to operate from them. And it is simply just making decisions based on them. If it doesn't align with what your values are, it's a no, right? Like, I would say if it's not hitting at least 2 or 3 on that top 5 list, it's a hard no. And if it does align with, say, 3 or more, like, that is a hard yes. Do it. Do more of it. Invite more of it into your life. When you do this, you guys, you are going to feel the difference when you are making decisions. You are going to feel so much more confident in what you are saying yes or no to. It is such a powerful feeling and way to operate for yourself, for your kids, for your family, and that peace and that confidence that comes with it. Oh, it's so, so good. Okay, so that's it, guys. Step one, you are going to generate and create your top 5 core values list. Step two, you are going to write it down and post it or have it somewhere really easily accessible, somewhere that you see daily, nice, pretty, visual, okay, clear and concise. And three, you are going to start practicing operating from those core values. Is it a yes? Is it a no? Does it align? Does it not? You decide. Okay, guys, I hope this empowers you and that you start living in alignment as you start to live your core values.
Hey, mama. I hope this episode made you feel seen and cared for, that you're leaving with some practical tools and knowledge that you can start using today. Could you do me a favor? If you had any takeaways during our time together, could you head over and subscribe to the show? And if you have time, give it a quick 5-star rating and a little review. It would mean so much to me, and it's the absolute best way to get this content into the hands and hearts of other mamas who need it. If this episode made you think of someone that could benefit from it, send it to them. We are all on this journey together. And if you're looking for some extra support to make it through the day with a little more peace, joy, and fulfillment, and you appreciate a good checklist, go to the show notes and download my free resource, 5 Ways to Win the Day. Okay, friend, until next time, you got this. Stay well.